And you're listening this afternoon on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. In Quebec, there have been some shocking allegations of police abuse against Indigenous people. That's put a spotlight on the Algonquin communities around the small mining city of Val-d'Or in the northwestern part of the province. 12 First Nations people there, mostly women, say they were sexually assaulted by police or given money or drugs in exchange for sex acts. Reporter Christopher Curtis has been covering the story for the Montreal Gazette, and he joins us now to talk about it. Chris, welcome to VPR.
Thanks for having me.
Describe exactly what these allegations against police involve.
An investigative report aired a few weeks back alleging that officers in this remote mining city were preying on Indigenous women. The worst accusations were that they were either forcing themselves sexually on these women or that they were exchanging drugs, cocaine, money for sex. But there's also claims that there was physical abuse, that they were driven out to the middle of nowhere and forced to walk back into town. A wide scale of abusive behavior.
And this is a police unit akin to, I gather, state police in the United States, is that right?
Exactly. And so in remote communities that don't have their own police force, often you'll see it's called the Sûreté du Québec, the SQ. They do the policing there.
And for people who maybe aren't familiar with the city of Val-d'Or, tell us a little bit about the underlying issues of the relationship between police and First Nation peoples there.
In Canada, about 60% of our First Nations or our Native American Canadians don't live on reservations. They live in cities, which doesn't mean that they live in big cities like Toronto and Montreal. They live in a lot of remote cities like Val-d'Or, which is sort of an urban center that is close to about a dozen Algonquin and Cree communities. When they get to the community, there's often landlords that won't rent to them because they're Indigenous. There is a little bit of racism, and it marginalizes these people, and it makes for a recipe where, people are vulnerable, and if the police aren't sensitive to that, then there is a recipe for abuse.
After the story broke from Radio Canada, what was the response in Val-d'Or and in these Algonquin communities around the city?
Before the story broke, the Quebec State Police basically they'd been aware of these allegations for about 6 months. And the officers accused of doing these things were still on the front lines until the day the investigative report aired. So the Quebec's Minister of Public Security, the minister in charge of the police, said she was satisfied with this response. She was satisfied with the police handling this matter internally. The report comes out. It's shocking. And the following day, the minister completely changes her tone, brings in the Montreal police to investigate this. And there's been a great deal of political pressure on the ministry ever since then.
Yeah, the allegations came to light back in May, but you've reported that officers weren't suspended until last month in October. What took so long for this process to play out?
I think it points to sort of a central flaw in how police investigate other police, and specifically in how crimes of a sexual nature are investigated. And that is the crux of what's being looked at right now. An independent person has been brought in to oversee the investigation, to basically monitor it. Her name is Fanny LaFontaine. She used to work for the United Nations investigating war crimes of a sexual nature. It's raising issues about some flaws in our policing system and some flaws in the way we view crimes committed against Aboriginal people. It's some people view it as a two-tiered system, one set of rules when you're white, one set of rules when you're Aboriginal.
Now that this conversation is happening, the story is out there, what's next for the investigation? What's next for these communities?
The investigation is casting a wider net. So the Montreal police, who are investigating the state police, they've put out advertisements in different Indigenous media. They've set up a tip line. They want more people to come forward if they have, if they have any reports of this kind of abuse. And Indigenous leaders across the province want their own inquiry, an independent province-wide inquiry into the relationship between law enforcement and Aboriginal people. That's one aspect of it. There will soon be also a federal inquiry into missing and murdered Aboriginal women. If you're an Aboriginal woman in Canada, I think you're something like 4 to 5 times more likely to be murdered than if you're not. So, there are a great deal of very difficult, I think, conversations and processes ahead of us. And I think a lot of people hope that leads to some concrete change.
We've been talking with reporter Christopher Curtis. He covers First Nation issues for the Montreal Gazette. Chris, thanks.
Thank you very much.